Welcome back for the third hour of Issues Etc. In about 10 minutes, maybe even a few less than that, we're going to play Soundbite of the Week. We've got some audio to play from this week's Issues Etc., little tidbits here and there, and you get to vote on which one you think is the best. Not necessarily the one you agree with, maybe just the best for whatever reason. We played it last week, had a lot of fun. We're going to play it again this week in the last 40 minutes of Issues Etc. Until then, Dr. Bob Weiss is our guest. We've got a couple more questions for him, rounding off our conversation on the end of life and bioethics. Bob, is there a connection between, we've talked about end of life mostly in this time, but is there a connection between the end of life and the beginning of life?
Yes. Life from its beginning, from the process of conception all the way through death, and from a Christian viewpoint, church triumphant, is a continuum. And as a continuum, even the scientists will tell you in studies of the developing human being, you don't interrupt that continuum. So if you are looking at the embryo as a human being, then you must also look at the newborn, the adolescent, the teenager, the young adult, the older adult as a human being. If you do not look at the embryo as a human being, but simply a blob of cells, it is not aware of its surroundings, then any individual that's in a disabled comatose state that is not aware of its surrounding is not a human being, and therefore one can remove the plug, so, or kill it, or do with it what you want. So you cannot scratch this. If you scratch the surface of the beginning of human life, the embryonic human being, you must scratch the surface at the end of life, because life is a continuum, and the scriptures testify to this through the study of the incarnation.
Why do lay people and pastors need to be informed beyond just medical professionals or people like you who teach bioethics? Why do regular people and pastors need to be informed on these bioethical issues?
Well, to be quite frank, from Kingdom of the Left, simply because the media is coming out with different terminology that is softening the terms that we are familiar with, not only in the scriptures. They're using Adam and Eve in terms of evolution and creation. They're using embryos in terms of, well, it's really not a human. So they need to be informed to help structure their thinking and take what they are learning and put it back into the Bible so that they can see that what is happening out in the world and how terms our foundation are being abused, then they can also then refer back to what they have learned in catechism days and in the scriptures, that this is very, very important because it has all to do with the phrase we'll use here, sanctity of human life.
Dr. Bob Weiss will be making a presentation at the Premier Bioethics Conference of 2005 right here in St. Louis, the Image of God Bioethics Conference, Friday, November the 11th here in St. Louis. His presentation, The Science and Lexicon of the End of Life. Bob, thanks for being our guest.
My pleasure.
Bob is a professor of bioethics at Concordia Seminary in St. Louis. You'll get a chance to meet him at this premier bioethics conference, the Image of God Bioethics Conference here in St. Louis, Friday, November the 11th. Now, go to our website for more information, issuesetc.org, issuesetc.org, or there's a toll-free number you can call, 1-888-364-LIFE. 1-888-364-LIFE. Ask for information on the Image of God Bioethics Conference, Friday, November the 11th, right here in St. Louis. All right, let's play Soundbite of the Week. This is a very simple game, and there are no wrong answers. Kind of like, it's not Scrabble. We've been playing Scrabble in my house lately. Lots of wrong answers. No wrong answers in this game. It's simply which soundbite you find the most intriguing, interesting, agreeable, disagreeable, which is the best one for a whole variety of reasons. We want you to vote as we listen to our sound bites from all through this week of Issues, etc. You do so by calling 505-7850 or 1-800-730-2727. We got five this week, ranging on a whole variety of subjects. The first one, this is from Pastor Joel Baisley. We talked to him just yesterday, I believe. Or a couple days ago, we talked with him about preaching and Luther. And here's a soundbite from Pastor Joel Baisley on crossless preaching. In particular, what happens when a church doesn't preach the cross?
Luther says specifically what will happen. I don't have that quote in front of me, but I remember vividly that he says, such a preacher will gain great friendship with the world. He will escape any criticism. He will be popular. But he is no longer in the kingdom by doing so. To be in the kingdom is to be at odds with devil and the world and flesh and our own sin. When we have capitulated and made a treaty to two things that cannot have peace, we haven't made a peace treaty with them. We have joined them.
All right, that's soundbite number one. Call now to vote for that as soundbite of the week, 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727. Soundbite number two comes from a little bit of audio we gleaned from an NBC television special called In God They Trust on American Evangelicals. Pastor Ted Haggard, a one-time guest on this program, also was interviewed by Tom Brokaw. And they were talking. Tom Brokaw was a little curious because he was hearing, or rather, he wasn't hearing something at Haggard's church that he expected to hear.
Most of the churches that I know of, and certainly the ones I attended, at some point you out loud acknowledge that you were a sinner or that you came face to face with the guilt that you may feel.
Right.
I didn't see any of that here yesterday.
Well, we do talk about sin, but see, the issue is Jesus took care of our sin. And Jesus removes guilt from our life. So the emphasis in our church isn't how to get your sins removed, because that's pretty easy to do. Jesus did that on the cross. The emphasis in our church is how to fulfill the destiny that God's called you to.
You're making it easier for them.
Making it easier for them, just like Jesus did, just like Moses did.
Is that your soundbite of the week? 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727. We've got Pastor Joel Baisley on Crossless Preaching. There was Pastor Ted Haggard on why they don't talk about sin at his megachurch. We couldn't resist, because from this NBC special, there was another great soundbite, beginning with Tom Brokaw's question and Ted Haggard's answer. It speaks for itself.
New Life pastor Ted Haggard sees even more growth for his church and for his beliefs.
In the Christian community, people vote every Sunday morning by where they go to church. All right? So right now, during this particular era in my life, I don't want to say this boastfully, but I am winning this election right.
All right, that's Pastor Ted Haggard. That's soundbite number three. And if you want to vote for it, 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727. We have two more, and they kind of shift gears a little bit. Soundbite number four from this week comes from former U.S. Attorney General Ed Meese. He's a regular guest on the program. We talked to him about the appointment of Samuel Alito by President George W. Bush to take a seat on the U.S. Supreme Court. Well, during the course of that conversation, we had some audio to play, some of the detractors of Judge Alito. One of them, Nancy Keenan, I believe, was talking about how she feared that Judge Alito, if confirmed, would curtail women's rights. And here was Meese's reaction to that.
When you have a lady like that, her idea of mainstream, I guess, is somebody who wants to kill little babies. And remember, she represents this very extremist pro-abortion wing of the political spectrum. So with opponents like that, I think most people will rally to the cause of Judge Alito as being truly a mainstream person.
All right, there's Ed Meese reacting to pro-choicers on Judge Alito being a so-called extremist. That's soundbite number four, 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727. And for those of you waiting to vote, here comes soundbite number five. This comes from a sermon that we reviewed here this week on Issues Etc. from Father Patrick Henry Reardon, an Eastern Orthodox priest. He was preaching on the doctrine of justification.
Please hear me here. Justification is not an act that took place in your past, and you're past it now. That is not the Christian understanding of justification. Justification is a state in which you are introduced by the Holy Spirit. Justification is not something that takes place in the mind of God. It's something that takes place inside your own soul. You are not just because God has decreed you just. You are just because God has made you just.
That's Patrick Henry Reardon, Orthodox priest, preaching on the doctrine of justification. Is that your soundbite of the week? We heard from Pastor Joel Baisley on Crossless Preaching, Pastor Ted Haggard on why they don't talk about sin at his Colorado Springs church. Also another bite from Pastor Ted Haggard on why he thinks since people vote with their feet nowadays in church, he's winning this election, in his words. Former U.S. Attorney General in the Reagan administration, Ed Meese, reacting to pro-choicers' charge that Judge Alito is an extremist. And finally, Father Patrick Henry Reardon. Those are the five sound bites. Which one for you is the sound bite of the week? 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727. Call now. Our time is short in this last hour because we're only going till a quarter till. 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727. Up first, playing sound bite of the week, Steve calls from his car. Hi, Steve.
Can I split my vote between the two Ted Haggards? I'm gonna go half and half. You know, it's the same coin, just different sides. If you get one, get the other, and compare that to the Lutheran. You kind of look at the Luther comment, and then you look at the two Ted Haggards. You know, it's pretty obvious. But I would split the two Ted Haggards, and I'm gonna split my vote because they're both choice because they show how the shallowness of where he's coming from.
All right, so the why for you has to do, and I'm not going to let you split your vote. I'm going to make you choose one.
Okay, I called in earlier, and I'm still pretty hacked off on the Jesus did the easy part.
Okay.
And I'll stick with that one too, because that probably sums up his theology.
All right, you're voting for soundbite number two, Steve. Thank you very much. 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727. Won't you pop up cut two there, and let's play that. This is what Steve voted for as our soundbite of the week.
Most of the churches that I know of, and certainly the ones I attended, at some point you out loud acknowledge that you were a sinner, or that you came face to face with the guilt that you may feel.
Right.
I didn't see any of that here yesterday.
Well, we do talk about sin, but see, the issue is Jesus took care of our sin, and Jesus removes guilt from our life. So the emphasis in our church isn't how to get your sins removed, because that's pretty easy to do. Jesus did that on the cross. The emphasis in our church is how to fulfill the destiny that God's called you to.
You're making it easier for them.
Making it easier for them, just like Jesus did, just like Moses did.
There was Steve's vote. What's your vote for Soundbite of the Week? 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727. Have one and three ready, Buzz. I want to play these side by side, because Steve pointed out something. I didn't notice this. Did you notice this? These two are like the two faces that you see at the theater, the happy face and the sad face, the kind of yin and yang. Listen first. Let's play three first. This is Pastor Ted Haggard on winning the election of people voting with their feet.
New Life Pastor Ted Haggard sees even more growth for his church and for his beliefs.
In the Christian community, people vote every Sunday morning by where they go to church. All right. So right now, during this particular era in my life, I don't want to say this boastfully, but I am winning this election right now.
Okay, now, Buzz, do cut number one. This is Pastor Joel Baisley.
Luther says specifically what will happen. I don't have that quote in front of me, but I remember vividly that he says, such a preacher will gain great friendship with the world. He will escape any criticism. He will be popular. But he is no longer in the kingdom by doing so. To be in the kingdom is to be at odds with devil and the world and flesh and our own sin. When we have capitulated and made a treaty to two things that cannot have peace, we haven't made a peace treaty with them. We have joined them.
All right, that's soundbite number one. We're playing soundbite of the week. Which is your favorite from this week? Let's have some fun for the next 20 minutes. Issues, etc. Soundbite of the week, 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727. Number one is Pastor Joel Baisley on crossless preaching. He says preachers who abandon the cross will gain the friendship of the world. Soundbite number two is Pastor Ted Haggard explaining why they don't talk about sin at his church. They talk about fulfilling your destiny. Soundbite number three, another cut from Pastor Ted Haggard, who's president of the National Association of Evangelicals. He says people today vote with their feet when it comes to where they go to church, and he's winning the election. Soundbite number four, former U.S. Attorney Ed Meese reacting to the charges made against Judge Alito, the president's Supreme Court pick, that he is an extremist. Meese says, well, What is mainstream for those supporting abortion? More dead babies? And then soundbite number five, Father Patrick Henry Reardon preaching on the doctrine of justification, saying right out, you are not just because God declares you just. 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727. Now, it doesn't have to be the soundbite that you like the best. It might be one that simply interests you or piques your curiosity. And there are no wrong answers. 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727. You know what intrigues me about the Haggard cuts is the consistency. It is consistent. And I'm a little amazed that he doesn't see it. Has it occurred to him, this is just my own thoughts on this, has it occurred to Pastor Haggard and pastors like him who decide that sin is a subject that has been talked about enough? It's pretty well played. What we need to do is talk about people's destiny and purpose. Has it occurred to them that it is that very message that is drawing people in? That is gaining them friendship with the world? Rather than the numbers who come to them being evidence of their faithfulness, could it be that the numbers who come to them are evidence that they are omitting something from their message? And yes, making it very easy for people to come to church, when perhaps it shouldn't be so easy. When you're not talking about sin, heck, anybody. Anybody would want to come and hear that, wouldn't they? 505-7850-1800-730-2727. Let's talk with Mark, who calls from his car. Hi, Mark.
Hi, Pastor Todd. I'd cast my vote for Pastor Baisley. And what I think you might want to consider, playing each of those clips again and throwing the Greg Laurie clip behind him, because I think that would play really well. But I just like Pastor Baisley for the fact that he nailed so many of the, the other clips you played so well.
Mark, thank you very much. So when you call in with your vote for Soundbite of the Week, be ready to tell me why it is your Soundbite of the Week. 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727. Steve has voted for Ted Haggard on why they don't talk about sin at his church. Mark has just voted for Pastor Joel Baisley on the real consequences of crossless preaching. Bob calls from his car. Bob, welcome.
Hi. First of all, I'd like to get a definition from you as to what an evangelical is. I hear the term, but I'm not sure what it means. And my vote would be for the pastor who said that he is winning the vote. I think that it's telling that he's more concerned about him winning the vote than Jesus winning the battle.
So you pick Pastor Ted Haggard, and that would be soundbite number three.
Yes.
Bob, thank you very much. I'd be happy to give you a definition if I had one. It's unfortunate that the term evangelical has been misused. I can tell you what it used to be. It used to mean people of the gospel. It used to mean gospel people, people who are concerned with the message of sin and our Savior, Jesus Christ, the good news of Jesus' perfect death, life, death, and resurrection for sinners. That's what evangelical used to mean. What does it mean today? Well, I can tell you it doesn't mean that. And perhaps that says more than any other definition I could give you. It doesn't mean people of the gospel. Well, it means a whole variety of things. It means people who have a certain political or social orientation. It means people who believe that the technical definition is someone, 3 points, someone who believes that the Bible is true. Not necessarily inerrant, infallible, but true. Someone who believes that there has to be a personal relationship with Jesus. But the emphasis in evangelicalism is not so much on Jesus as it is on the relationship. And then three, they believe in evangelizing or telling other people, spreading their faith. That's the technical definition of an evangelical. That's Ted Haggard's definition of an evangelical. But Ted Haggard, who's the president of the National Association of Evangelicals, when we talked to him some weeks back, said, look, we span everything from Benny Hinn, who believes or has believed in the past that the Trinity is actually nine persons, to R.C. Sproul. So I can tell you what it's not. It's harder to tell you what it is. 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727. Let's talk with Harry, who calls from Arlington Heights and listens on the Internet.
Thank you.
Hi, Harry.
How are you?
Very well.
Okay. My vote, not because I like what he said, is for Patrick Henry Reardon, who has been a guest at Concordia Symposiums, and since I subscribed to a magazine, I ended up on his mailing list. But it was important to me because a man who preaches very well has good pulpit posture, but is totally wrong when it comes to justification, and made it very clear in that statement.
Harry, thank you so much. And Harry, looking forward to seeing you. Harry's going to be one of our listeners who'll be joining us on Saturday night for our 10th anniversary Issues Etc. banquet. Thank you very much. So he's voting for, let me get this straight, soundbite number 5. This is a split ticket so far, folks. We'll see whether Monica sways the vote in one direction or another. Monica calls from Swansea.
Hey, do I get 2 votes? My husband and I are eating dinner, and we've both got our comments.
All right, we will give your husband a vote as well, yeah. as long as it's different from yours.
Oh, it isn't. It isn't. We had
okay.
a discussion. We like to exclude in the category the Mies comment, and we don't feel like it belongs to the category. We like the Luther comment because it kicks rear on the other three. Basically, the Luther comment points out that the other three are preaching the Christian rather than the Christ, and that's our vote.
Okay, thanks. 2 votes. I'll count Monica and hubby as 2 votes for number 1, I believe. She's talking about Pastor Joel Baisley's comment, paraphrasing Luther, that crossless preaching will win you friendship with the world, popularity. No one will complain if you're preaching the cross. Now, by the way, there's no category here. We have no rhyme or reason when we choose these. Our only criteria is, really, tell you the truth, my only criteria when we choose these sound bites for your choice of the sound bite of the week is, did I find it interesting? For one reason or another, which is why I often stick in things there that I completely disagree with. But I found it interesting, and, you know, I listened with the radio man's ear to say, wow, I have to hear that one again. Did he really say what I thought he said? So there are lots of reasons why it can be the best sound bite of the week. 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727. Don't feel like it has to fit into a category in any way, even though, yes, you're right, Monica, this time they did tend to go in one direction. But you could still vote for a former U.S. Attorney Ed Meese. He's very, very honest when he says, for those who support abortion, mainstream means killing babies. That's a pretty simple way of putting it. Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, Indiana, is a proud underwriter of Issues Etc. We are happy to have them on board. They support Issues Etc. because our two interests come together. Christ-centered, cross-focused preaching. Kind of the theme of Soundbite of the Week. At Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, Indiana, they are training men to preach sin and to preach the cross, and not to seek friendship with the world or to win any kind of foot election in the church. For more information about Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, Indiana, their toll-free number, 1-800-481-2155, 1-800-481-2155. When we come back, we've only got 10 minutes left in Soundbite of the Week. Call during this break, 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727.
For the 21st century, you're listening to Issues Etc.
Here's what Issues Etc. regular guests are saying about Concordia, the Lutheran Confessions, a reader's edition to the Book of Concord. Matt Harrison says, this edition of the Concordia, with its magnificent illustrations, paintings, notes, and other useful study materials, will make hearts burn with passion for the clear, pure gospel. Dr. Norman Nagel says, the small catechism is a good start, but there is so much more here to nourish, deepen, and defend our faith. And Dr. Beverly Yonke says, Concordia is an essential companion for everyone who owns a Bible. Concordia, the Lutheran Confessions, is our Issues Etc. Book of the Month for November. You can find out more at our website at issuesetc.org. Concordia, the Lutheran Confessions, is published by Concordia Publishing House. Their phone number, 1-800-325-3040. Equipping the priesthood of all believers. Concordia, the Lutheran Confessions, our Issues Etc. Book of the Month.
Hello, this is Kay Meyer of Family Shield. Ephesians 6:16 states, "Take up the shield of faith with which you will be able to extinguish all the flaming missiles of the evil one." Did you know Satan is firing flaming missiles at you and your family? Families need the gospel, God's word, prayer, and to be strong in the Lord and the strength of His might. Join us next time.
Family Shield, Saturday mornings at 11:05 on AM 850 KFUO.
Science seems to be moving at breakneck speed. How can Christians make ethical decisions on issues like stem cell research, abortion, and euthanasia? Hi, this is Todd Wilkin, inviting you to join us for the Image of God Bioethics Conference, Friday, November the 11th at the Sheraton Westport Lakeside Chalet in St. Louis. For more information, go to our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. regular guest Wesley Smith is one of the featured speakers. The Image of God Bioethics Conference, November the 11th in St. Louis.
Recognizing design, but is it enough? Answers with Ken Ham, president of the Bible Upholding Ministry of Answers in Genesis. Well, Ken, I'm assuming you're talking about intelligent design here, but is it enough for what?
Well, Mark, the intelligent design movement, or ID for short, teaches that design in nature points to a designer. But ID doesn't say who the intelligent designer is, and it does allow the designer to use evolution over millions of years. But here's the question. Is belief in intelligent design enough to be saved? You see, intelligent design may seem very appealing at first because it brings up some good arguments against the idea that life arose by natural processes. But you know, sadly, the ID movement has little or nothing to do with the Bible. It's important to understand that believing in design alone doesn't tell us why there's death and suffering in the world, or that we all need to be saved. It's only through God's word we can understand the bad news that Adam's sin brought, death, and the good news that Jesus Christ, our Redeemer, brought, eternal life with Him. You see, while Romans 1 tells us we can know there's a God through His creation, and that's an important first step, to understand who that God is, His nature, what life is all about, we need to believe and understand God's Word.
Indeed, the Bible, beginning with Genesis, presents the true history of the world. That's the theme of one of Ken Ham's newest booklets called The Seven Seas of History. It's available free on our website, answersradio.com.
Have you thought about the lost people lately? Paul says God will punish those who do not know God and do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. They will be punished with everlasting destruction and shut out from the presence of the Lord. Let's talk about the lost in the context of 2 Thessalonians 1 with Pastor Richard Moore next time on the Bible Study, Thursday morning, 10:05.
The Bible Study on AM 850 KFUO is underwritten by Concordia Christian Books and Gifts, serving God's people.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. 10 more minutes in today's program, and that means 10 more minutes of best soundbite of the week. It's your opportunity to play, to vote. I'm surprised that no one has voted for this one I'm about to play. We played it before. Former U.S. Attorney Ed Meese, regular guest on this program, he was reacting to some audio earlier this week, and in particular reacting to a comment that was made that Judge Alito, the president's nominee to the Supreme Court, is an extremist and outside the mainstream.
When you have a lady like that, her idea of mainstream, I guess, is somebody who wants to kill little babies. And remember, she represents this very extremist pro-abortion wing of the political spectrum. So with opponents like that, I think most people will rally to the cause of Judge Alito as being truly a mainstream person.
Her idea of mainstream is someone who wants to kill little babies. And that was coming from a former U.S. Attorney General of the United States. Now, you can vote for this one. There's no categories here that you have to keep it within, and there are no wrong or, well, there are, every answer you give is right. There are no wrong answers. 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727. Since we started, let's go to soundbite number five. This is Father Patrick Henry Reardon, an Orthodox priest, in a sermon that we reviewed earlier this week on the doctrine of justification. Listen carefully.
Please hear me here. Justification is not an act that took place in your past, and you're past it now. That is not the Christian understanding of justification. Justification is a state in which you are introduced by the Holy Spirit. Justification is not something that takes place in the mind of God. It's something that takes place inside your own soul. You are not just because God has decreed you just. You are just because God has made you just.
All right, there's the soundbite. That's number five, in case you want to vote for it. We reviewed that sermon, and it was a kind of a mixed bag sermon, but by and large, some great points made in that sermon. Then at the very end, he denies the imputed righteousness of Jesus Christ and opts instead for, well, in his case, an Orthodox, or for others, it would be a more Roman Catholic view of justification as a process rather than God's declaration for Christ's sake. All right, here's soundbite number one. For those of you who didn't get a chance to hear it, this is Pastor Joel Baisley from earlier this week on the program talking about what happens if a preacher leaves the cross out of his preaching.
Luther says specifically what will happen. I don't have that quote in front of me, but I remember vividly that he says, such a preacher will gain great friendship with the world. He will escape any criticism. He will be popular. But he is no longer in the kingdom by doing so. To be in the kingdom is to be at odds with devil and the world and flesh and our own sin. When we have capitulated and made a treaty to two things that cannot have peace, we haven't made a peace treaty with them. We have joined them.
That's soundbite number one, Pastor Joel Baisley on Crossless Preaching, 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727. We're playing Soundbite of the Week here on Issues Etc. And this is the end of the week, and this is the last, well, about the last 5 minutes of Issues Etc. Call now, 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727. We are coming to you live this Thursday on Issues Etc. All right. Let's talk about the next two. These both come from Pastor Ted Haggard, NBC television program. Tom Brokaw is the interviewer. The show is called In God They Trust. It's all about American evangelicals. Brokaw notices something interesting about Pastor Ted Haggard's service he attended.
Most of the churches that I know of, and certainly the ones I attended, at some point you out loud acknowledge that you were a sinner, or that you came face-to-face with the guilt that you may feel.
Right.
I didn't see any of that here yesterday.
Well, we do talk about sin, but see, the issue is Jesus took care of our sin, and Jesus removes guilt from our life. So the emphasis in our church isn't how to get your sins removed, because that's pretty easy to do. Jesus did that on the cross. The emphasis in our church is how to fulfill the destiny that God's called you to.
You're making it easier for them.
Making it easier for them, just like Jesus did, just like Moses did.
Now, I'm not saying you have to agree with these sound bites. That might be the sound bite of the week for you. It was for Mark, who called earlier, because he found it somewhat outrageous. Wrong in so many ways, he couldn't even begin to say. 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727. And here's the other one we chose for this week from Pastor Ted Haggard. We just couldn't resist. This is on the success of his church. This is how he explains it.
New Life Pastor Ted Haggard sees even more growth for his church and for his beliefs.
In the Christian community, people vote every Sunday morning by where they go to church. All right? So right now, during this particular era in my life, I don't want to say this boastfully, but I am winning this election right now.
He's got one of the largest megachurches in the United States. Not the largest, but he's in the top 10. Okay? Well, it's New Life Church in Colorado Springs, famous church. And I'm not going to dispute anything he said there. People do vote with their feet. There's no doubt about that. And even when they go to church, they vote with their feet. And I won't even argue with him that he's winning, quote unquote, this election right now. The question is, does that represent success or does that represent something else? Why is he winning the election? So far, we've got three votes for soundbite number one, Pastor Joel Baisley on Crossless Preaching. That's winning so far and will if no others decide to weigh in. We've also got a vote from, who did Harry vote for? Harry voted for Father Patrick Henry Reardon. That would have been number five. And then we've also got a vote for the first Haggard cut on why they don't talk about sin at his church. What's your vote? What about you? 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727. Soundbite of the week. We've only got about 3 minutes left. Sally's up next. She calls from her car. Hi, Sally.
Hi, Pastor Todd. I want to vote for Pastor Beasley or Beasley that he just sums it up so well. And it's just, I'd love to have this as a Bible class. There's so many marginal Lutherans that to have these juxtapositions of these sound bites together, it's like, hello, which one of these is your church? Might be a good educational experience.
So again, before I let you go, Sally, why would you choose the soundbite number one, the Beasley cut?
Because he sums up Lutheran theology well there, and it really makes it shine against the others. I mean, if I'm just comparing them all one to another.
Thank you very much.
It's just, thanks.
Well, that's kind of the goal of soundbite of the week. You can just compare them to one another and you say, which one is the soundbite of the week? You know, a lot of these, we've played the game before here on the air, Name That Church Body. Remember when we played this a couple times, where we play an anonymous soundbite or a couple soundbites from a preacher or from some churchman or clergyman, and we ask, name the church body. We could have well done it with some of these soundbites as well, but we're playing soundbite of the week. 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727. Now, I get to cast a vote, too. In fact, I'm going to ask for Jeff's vote. Hey, Jeff, what's your vote? Quit scratching your head. He votes for two. You vote for Ted Haggard's why he doesn't talk about sin at his church. Why? Shrugs don't do. They don't do for the callers either. All right. I'm going to cast my vote. I'm casting mine for, let's see. It's a runaway win. Number one is the runaway winner here. All right. I'm casting mine for, oh, golly, which one couldn't I do without? If I had to say as a host, they had to say that on the air or I would have been disappointed. It has to be number three, Ted Haggard saying I'm winning this election now as people vote with their feet. Jason calls from St. Louis. Jason, our time is short.
I would just say that I vote for the Orthodox minister, and that's mostly because he just brings up that imputed righteousness that seems like such a foundational understanding to Christianity. Either way you come down on it.
All right, Jason, thank you very much. Father Patrick Henry Ridden denying imputed righteousness wins there with Jason. So that gives us two for Father Reardon, 1, 2, 3, 4 for Beasley. Beasley wins. Someone put Beasley on the phone and tell him he won soundbite of the week. Maybe Jason misunderstood Father Reardon. Father Reardon was not affirming imputed righteousness. He was denying it. He's saying you're not just because God declares you just. He was not affirming, but denying. Well, tomorrow on the program, we're going to talk about justification with Pastor Ken Sherb. And then Sunday night, a biography of Martin Luther with Dr. Paul Meyer of Western Michigan University. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for listening to Issues, Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Issues, Etc. Issues, Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is critical for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our address is 85 Founders Lane, St. Louis, Missouri, 63105. You can donate by credit card on our resource line, 1-800-737-0172, 1-800-737-0172. For a free audio copy of this hour of Issues Etc., please visit the audio archive section at kfuo.org. Opinions expressed are not necessarily those of AM850 KFUO. Issues, Etc. is a broadcast service of the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod.